Gimel Beis, the Mishnah says, "Nafal l'toich hashoy v'kelav v'nishtabru." If a shoy fell in with a kelim and they all broke, or a chamor with its kelim and ripped open, you are patek. Where it says, "Shoy v'le'odam midash chamor v'le'kelim." Asnisin the like Rabbi Yehuda. Obviously, our Mishnah is not for Rabbi Yehuda because he holds yechayiv on kelim. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv on this kelim aboy. Rabbi Yehuda holds yechayiv on this kelim aboy. My time with the Rabbanon. What's taka the svar of the Rabbanon? Why kelim patek? On my cross and posik. Inside the boy will fall in a shoyr or a chamoyr. So we dash and shoyr v'lo yodom and chamoyr v'lo kelim. A shoyr and not a person, and a chamoyr and not kelim. How can we make this drasha? Could have said anything. Both the words shoyr and chamoyr are extra. Could have just said v'nofal shama dover hanofal or nofal shama hanoifal. Why bechlal nominate anything that fell in? Comes obviously to remind this and not something else, and this and not something else. And Rabbi Yehuda knew, so how could Rabbi Yehuda hold the Yechayiv? Oi is the Rabbi's a Kelim. Oi comes to be Marbe Kelim. Because the Shoyr, Oi Chamoy, Oi comes to be Marbe. Ah, is according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shoyr is a Maid, Odom, what's Chamoy coming to your Maid? The Gemara is going to the question. But Rabbonon, Oi, Mboi Leil Chalak. Rabbonon say, when Dal and Ralph on top. Rabbonon say that Oi is coming to be Mechalak. You would have thought you'd need both Sayyid Shoyr and Sayyid Chamoy to fall in before Yechayiv. He says, no, shoyr oy chamoy. So that's the top of the page. Chalag leitema, don't say ein chayiv achi yipo sham shoyr v'chamoy b'yach that's fallen together. V'rigmor Rabbi Yehuda lechalag, how does he know to mechalag? And v'rigmor Rabbi v'nofal nafke. Nofal loshen yochid, it sounds like only one of them. So obviously it doesn't be shoyr v'chamoy, because it wouldn't be loshen yochid. V'rigmor v'rabbonon v'nofal tuva mashma. Rabbonon, nofal means, in the Rabbonon, how do they know? What do you need oy for? V'nofal tuva mashma. Nofal means Nafal can mean a group, even two, on top of the page on Dalam Ralph. Ain't Rashi v'nafal lashon yochid v'nafal tuva mashma k'may v'asa b'tzal v'aliyah. It's not just one thing. V'ba'ha ois v'amayfus uvo ari v'sadayv lashon yochid. But it says a group. A group can be also called lashon yochid. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda holds that kelim you are chayiv, and Rabbi Yehuda holds kelim you are potter. Rabbi Yehuda dash chamoy v'le kelim, and Rabbi Yehuda says oh, it comes from marbe kelim. Freddy Gemara, three lines on the top. Ema, why don't we say v'nofal is a klal? Shoy v'chamoyd is a prat, and we have a rule, klal u'prat, em b'chlal elishem asher prat. So maybe only if a shoy or only a chamoyd falls in, you're responsible. If any other animal falls in, you're potted. Shoy v'chamoyd in midi achrin eloi, but anything else, you are potted. How do you know you're chayiv if a camel falls in? And we had the Gemara before, you're chayiv. So Gemara, Amri, it says afterwards, Bal Habay Yishalim, that a Bal Habay has to pay regardless of what it is that fell in. So you have Chazar V'Kol. So you have a Klal, Prat, U'Klal. And the rule there is, I Atadon Eleke Eina Prat. You're marbe anything similar to the Prat. Maha Prat, what do we know about the Prat? Mefurish Baal Lechayim, it's a living animal. Avko Baal Lechayim, any living animal. Rashi, Avko Baal Lechayim, L'Rabbonon Kamet Tarasla. He's answering according to Rabbonon. Rabbi Yehuda also oy v'Rabbi Avshar metalti. Rabbi Yehuda, we go more than just balachayim. Rabbi Yehuda holds that yechayim and kelim as well. So Rabbi Yehuda holds anything, even if it's not a living thing. But he learns that from the word oy. Says the Gemara, if you're going to be medame to the prat, how do you know to be medame only to one aspect of one feature of the prat, which is balachayim? Maybe you need more than one feature, two features of the prat. Lamashal, imahaprat mefudish. Besides being a living thing, is a davash and ve'lasa metama b'maga v'masa. If it dies and you touch it, you become tummy. If you carry, you become tummy. So maybe we need two zdadim. Not only should be a living thing, but also should be davash metama b'maga v'masa. Av kol davash and ve'lasa metama b'maga v'masa. And therefore, which are excluding Aval Oif is lie. Because by Oif, you're not the tummy with Maga Masa, only when you eat it. So, therefore, how do you know Oif is a Chai Zok Rashi? Oif is a metami with Maga Masa. So, the Gemara, back to Gemara. If we need two Zdodim to be the same, but to the Prat, Sai it's a living thing, and Sai it's tummy, Maga Masa, in Cain, Nichtav Rachmana Chad Prat, let it only say one Prat, either Shoyr or Chamoy, and then you would say, well, it has to be exactly like the Shoyr or the Chamoy, which is what? That it has to be something in Matamid, or Maga Masa. What do you call it? Rashi, Lichtav Rachmana Chad Prat, Oy Shoyr, Oy Chamoy, Vidashinen, Kol Ke'ena Prat, that anything similar to the Prat. Umidikosav either now that it says a second prat shashred and chamoid im any inyan ledover shenivlasa matamah. You don't need the second prat to include something that's matamah magamasa. You know that from the first prat. To asi bechlala, we learn it from the klal prat. Klal main the first prat no inyan. So therefore, we'll say the second prat comes to add something more than the first prat. And what is that? Oifas, even though it's not matamah magamasa, the domula prat to bechatzah. Because even though it's not similar in tutsladim, it's only similar one side, and that is the balachayim. It's a living thing, even though it's not a magamasa. That's why you need two protein. But the truth of the matter is, the Gemara could have asked a question right now. The tavayu tzricha, but we need l'chayda, we need shayda chamor, like we said before, to mamayit odom. So it's not pshat, it's an extra prat that you, to teach you oifas. We need to mamayit odom. Mehecha mamayit odom. El mahach milsa, the oifas makshiv ozel, but it says Rashi. The Gemara right now is still discussing oifas. You're right, the Gemara could have asked about Adam, but we can talk about oifas. At the mapping lane, Mekula time, until we exhausted all the possible reasons. Says Gemara, you're telling me that why they could have said one prat. Of course, there's another prat that comes in Marbo oifas. Hai nichta, which prat should it have said? And which prat is the extra one? E cost of shayda, the Tater would have only written shayda, I would have limited it even further. I would have said not only something that's matam magamasa havamina kariga mizbech in only those animals that are rode to mizbech. If they die, you're responsible because you just denied the mizbech an animal. Sheinu kariga those animals that are not kariga mizbech loy. So he couldn't have said just shoyd. No boss. He caused and if it would have said shoyd, then I would say that no. It says chamoy is to tell you that even animals are not kariga mizbech, but still only limited to magamasa. How do you know Ephes? The Tater would have said on chamoyer. I would have thought. You know what I thought? Have a mina kodesh bepchayde in those animals that are shaykh to the in of bepchayde because a holier level. Therefore, or you're denying us an opportunity for the Eibush there. That's why you have to pay. They fall in the boat. Obviously, ain't kodesh bepchayde loy. And then the other prats come to marba, even those which are not kodesh bepchayde. But how do you know Eifus? But we didn't. It says shayr chamoyer. But we're not asking. We could have written another prat altogether. We're saying what it says. Yeah. We need chamoyer because like kalim. Chamoyer always has a saddle. Gomel does not. So we would never know like kalim. How do we know like kalim? But the fact that it's a chamoyer. I guess in those days maybe it didn't. The only thing we know always that has a. And not only a saddle, that has it carries things for you. It's a chamoyer, was a carrier. Rashi, she ain't going to chayda loy, he's going susim v'gmalim. We would have thought we're susim v'gmalim mipotik because a chamoyer shoyed lo itzich. That says lo shoyed that you don't need it to include that. The mekalal also the buya fill the susim v'gmalim. So all we'll need is susim v'gmalim. Still, how the question goes? How do you know eifes? How you be done with the protein? Mishnei dodin. As long as because there it has two similarities, balachaim and it's matam magamasa. How do you know something that only has one similarity like eifes? Balachaim in the vlosh matam. Our eifes lo done melechat said loy maybe not. Ella, I think most of them, how we know. On Makro, it says in the Pasik, you know how we know all other animals as well. It says in the Pasik, V'hameis yieloi. It says V'meis. Anything which is Shaykh Misa, anything which is Shaykh Misa, you have to pay for. Called over Misa. Rashi. Ella, loy tame of Chazav Kol. Forget the Kol, Prat the Kol. We know Pashat from Pshat in the Pasik. Because the Tater is a Meisi Eloi, obviously it's something Shaykh Misa. Freddy Gemara, Bein Le Rabbanon, whether you learn like the Rabbanon that says that Chamoy comes to be Memayid Lekel. Chamoy Lekel. And Bein Le Rabbi Yudu says the word Oy is extra, Marbel Lekel, because Marbel Kelim. What are you? Either one. Since the Tater says Klov HaMeisi Eloi, only thing that Shaykh Misa, Vikum Kelim over here. Kelim not Shaykh Misa. Kelim Bnei Misa Ninu. So how can you tell me that it's being Memayi Kelim? What if you Memayi Kelim for? If HaMeisi Eloi does that anyway. Or how can Rabbi Yehuda come along and say, it's Marba Kelim when it says Klov HaMeisi Eloi? You can't learn a deek from a vort when the Tater clearly says, forget. Amri, so he answers, that's not a kasha. Shivirasan, Zui Misasan. Kelim also shaykh to HaMeisi Eloi, because when they break, that's it. It's finished. Rashi, Kaden, the Mizinin, who beat me of Lomeli Kroll, the Mighty Rabban, the Coin, Rabban, why are you passing my year? Rabbi Huda, Hechi Motzi, the Buddha, how can you be marble from a word? Oi, when some fish possek, the whole like Karina, but Macy, a lot of fish possek. So we answer, Shvi Rossen, Zoom, Missosen. But that is a form of Misa. Therefore, according to Rabban, you have to be mayit it, even though you would have thought you're chayit. Hechol Rabban, also Chamoy, the Miutuni, that's why you need a Miut. Hoyl the lav misa mamashi, since it's not mamasha misa. The shoyl the muti odom sha'ini mi behema, shoyl because he made a person, that even though it's a living thing, but it's not a behema. The ikos rachman achad avamin le muti odom. Avokalin loy. I need both. One to be made odom and my kalin. Why would I rather be made odom than kalin? Because odom is closer to behema. The chikom amai balachayim the kavasa gemai. Generally, when you have a meat, it's something similar. Lahochi yitzre chamoy. Ula Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, oy is coming to be marbe kalim. So I forgot the labanei misin in a mamish. Why do you have to be marbid lechayda? Because it's not the exact same kind of misa that you have by an animal. Animals, even though we misasa zui svirasa zui misasa, it's not the same thing. So therefore, I might have argued and thought maybe it should be ma'id kalim. Kamash malan that no, oh, he's marbid. B'sholim muti odem balechaim. The kavos is shoy because ma'id odem balechaim. The kampar abudu chamoy lamli. So kampar abudu we need chamoy for then. We just said that kalim is not exactly the same. It's not exactly the same. So therefore, according to Chamim, it's close enough. According to Abiyah, no. It's not. No, we dismissed. We finished Kabbalah. We took him through out the window. Not finished. Once we have a Hamesi Elois, Mefudish the Pasig, you don't rely on call it protocol. So we finished with that. Tell you what, Ul Rav the Amma. Now, Rav, now remember, we Rav learned the first lines of Rav, right in the middle of the page. Rav learns that what is it about a boy that we hold you liable for? Is the foul ear that you created? How in the world do Kalim break because of foul ear? People, animals, they die, whatever, but they breathe. What does that do with Kalim? Ul Rav the Amma boy, Shechayv, Olav Taylor, Lahavol, Chabot, is a foul ear. Bain Lirabonam, Bain Lirabuda, Kalim, Bene, Havol, how does it come to the Bechal in the picture? I have no idea what the Gemara is answering me, but the Gemara says, "Amri becharata by new ones, the mifke mahavola." Somehow, another new kalim that we never use when they go and they fall in this kind of ear, they implode. I have no idea why, but that's what it says here. Maybe the kalim those days are very very fragile, very weak, and maybe this heavy ear, stale ear. Either one, cash on both. How are you made? What are you made for? It's going to come in the picture, b'chol. What is he made for? Why would you hold you responsible? Rashi b'chadi chadoshim. I have no idea what that means. Does he say anything there? What's pshat? Yeah, but what does that mean? Okay. Maybe the heavy ear breaks or something. Okay, you want to bite? Talking about Bahai, Bahamesi, like we learned previously, the Bahamesi law is used for something altogether different. You want to say Bahamesi law, come to tell you that any kind of animal that falls in the pit is Chayeb. We learned it in Baile, we need to consider Rav like Rav. Dama Rav. Rav said previously, Shayeb Psuli Amikdoshin. Yesterday we had Shayeb Psuli Amikdoshin and it meant something totally different. It meant a Bchoyer that in the Kohen's hands. Here we're talking about a regular carbon that was set aside, and then it contracted a mum. So you redeemed it from the Beis HaMikdash. So it's yours, but not 100% yours. It's yours, but the only thing you cannot do, you cannot milk it, nor can you share its wool. But it's yours. Rava says that a shoy psuli hamikdash. So if this shoy goes out and gores, you're chayiv because it's yours. But if it falls in the boy, you are potter. Why are you potter? It's not 100% yours. Shenafa the boy potter. Shenema says v'hameisiyeh loy b'misha hameishaloy. It's entirely yours. Yotzezeh she'in hameishaloy. This one here does not belong entirely to you. So l'chayiv hameishaloy is used for something else altogether. Rashi, Shogram Darshi, Shanifda, that was redeemed, Ein Hamisa Shalai, it doesn't really belong to you. The Kaimla Bechayda Pedabed, Gabasul Midashim, Acha Pedyoni, after you redeemed the Tizbach, Velagiza, you're not allowed to share the wool, Basa Flesh, Velachalo, you're not allowed to milk it, Vachalta, you can eat it, Velayla Kovach, and I'll give it to your dogs. In other words, you don't really own this, that's my Mesi Eloi. So if you use my Mesi Eloi for that, how can you, Mesi Eloi, tell you that any living animal that dies, you're chayiv in the bird? Ella Marakra. Sorry? The Gemara actually talks about it, not exactly this, but if you can use it to redeem an animal, is it considered a sheep or not? A Ben Pekur. and machlekes in Gemara. Rabash Elo Rokra says the pasuk Kesef Yoshiv Lebala. It says in the pasuk you should pay back, reimburse the owner. For the Ikat Kvetchi, there's an owner. Larabas called the East Lebailim. Anything that has an owner. No, and he has an owner. So why only living things? Can I feel the kelim? The adam nami. So why not include kelim and adam? You're right, and that's why we have to have a meat. Because they're both extra. Could have just said that by nominating adam and shoyer, it comes from a mayid. Because without that, I would have said that the yoshir kesher is a bailo. Anything that has an owner. Says the Gemara, well, Rabbi Yehuda, the Kamabaluhu Kalim, Rabbi Yehuda says that Kalim from the word Oy. You are responsible for, I have a problem, what does he use the miyat of Chamor? Shoyer comes to tell you only an animal and not a human being. Okay. What is Chamor coming to exclude? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have to be a living thing. Even Kalim you're responsible for. Bishle Mishar, Mimaybe Adam. El Chamor, Mimaybe. What's he using to exclude? Elam Rabbi, you're right. I have a problem. Chamoir, the boy of Rabbi Yehuda, the word chamoir that's written by boy according to Rabbi Yehuda, or in the pasuk where it talks about Aveda, where it says that anything your brother loses, then the Torah itemizes a chamoir and a shoyr and a seh and a salma and all that, and we dashen from every word something. Was he coming to teach us? Hambo Metzia. Or be said the Aveda and the word said, we don't dash. The Divri Hakel called everybody Kasha, I have a problem. Why does the Torah say it? And I don't have an answer. Mishnah says, a shoyr of a cheresh, shoyr v'katan, you are chayiv. What does it mean? There's two ways of learning. One way of learning is the way we learned. The other way of learning is the way we could have learned, which is that the owner is a cheresh, shoyr v'katan. And to tell you that you're chayiv. As if to say, but the owner is a pikeach, you're potter. What's the logic in that? And that's why we concluded the animal itself was a cheresh and shaitan pikeach, a cheresh shait v'katan. The animal itself was a katan, meaning it wasn't trained yet, and therefore you're responsible. If the animal is a pikeach, the animal should have observed and looked where it's walking. So the Gemara, my shaitan, cheresh shait v'katan, ilay, my shaitan, shal cheresh, shait, shal shaitan, 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 owner is a cheresh v'katan, ha shaitan, pikeach, potter, the owner is a pikeach, potter, why? I'm an abyechan, and shaitan, cheresh, shaitan, shaitan, the animal itself. Is a cheresh. I guess in those days they were able to know the animal is a cheresh, or if the animal is shaitig, this goes wild. Or the animal is a cotton, I told you, the Rishonim say, it means it wasn't trained. Ha, shaitig should be capable, an intelligent animal potter. Why? It should have looked where it's going. Amar Rabbi Amir, loyim, yibbayu kama. Right, we don't understand that. Well, why should the shaitig be the animal is a mature animal, you should be potter, what's the svara? The Gemara will soon tease out what we just said. So first Rabbi Yehuda said, loy mebayu kama, surely a shaitig, loy mebayu shaitig should be kama, of course you chayv, it's a healthy animal, I gotta reimburse the owner. Avol shaitig cheder shaitig katan ema, chashusa garmaloy, katnusa garmaloy. I could have argued that it's not the owner of the boy's fault, maybe the fact that the animal is an idiot, the animal is a cheder, the animal is a katan, was immature, that's where the animal fell in, so why should you hold the Baal boy responsible? So the chiddush is that even in these cases, the chayv, that's what we think. That's what we want to think right now. We learn klar in a braisa, nafal toiche bardas potter. It says if a bardas falls in, it's potter. It sounds like the animal itself is a bardas. And you're telling me that if the animal is a pekech chayiv. Says Gemara, no, my love, the Chayyim asked, my love, shoy shel bardas, shoy bardas, the shoy itself is intelligent. And says, mefedish, you are potter. We're talking about, it doesn't say over here, shoyr, it says, not for the toiche bardas, if an intelligent being fell in. You know, we're talking about a person. And we know that if a person falls in a boy, the balabas of the balabar is potter, because shoyr, v'le adam, he should have looked where he's walking. Freddy Gemara, okay, that you found a pshat in the braisa. Elam, me have to coin to this, adam ben da.
He can't tell an element to look where it's walking.
It was supposed to be will. Ella me'at going to this Adam ben Das with the potter. So what are you telling me? If the person is an intelligent being, he falls in the boy, I'm potter. Halev ben Dasu. But if the person is not an intelligent person, then the owner of the boy is chayiv. But the chayiv is shayiv la'adik. See, if the Torah doesn't stipulate only a guy who has an IQ of over 140, it says any Adam is potter. Ella may ben Das mean ben Das. No, it's still talking about a human. But any human, because most humans are intelligent beings, even though this particular human is not, the entire race, you are potter. Omle, okay, you found a tetis for the braisa, and you therefore want to argue, maintain that when it comes to animals, you're chayv, surely you're chayv for pikech. Let me ask you, I found another braisa. For Tanya, we learn, nofal letoicha yishor bendas potter, if it falls inside, yishor bendas, you're potter. It's klar, yishor bendas, you're potter. Elamar Rava, Shoy Vuhu Chere, Shoy Vuhu Shoyte, Shoy Vuhu Katan Davke, the din is you are Chayiv, Avu Shoy Vuhu Bikeach Potter, you are Potter. Why, my timer, the boy you lay, you name Mazel, here's the Yudah. Animals should look where they're walking. And it seems that they do. It seems that animals, when they walk down the street, they see a pothole or something, they walk around it. Tanya Namahach, you ever see a dog fall into a hole? I mean, they walk around it. They see. In fact, they see better than we do because they're looking straight down. Tanya Namahach, we learn, Nofal Toichoi, Shoy, Chere, Shoy, Tevekotten, or a Summa, or a blind animal, or Umahalach, Balaila, or an intelligent animal walking at night, Chai, because they couldn't see, so therefore the Balabar is Chai. Aber Pikeyach, Umahalach, Beyayim, an intelligent animal is walking by day, Potter, because the animal should have seen where it's walking. Okay. Next Mishnah, Echot Shoy, Echot Kol Behema. Even though the Torah says over here Shoy and Chamoy, it really includes every living animal, and it's not only by bird, but wherever the other halachas the Torah uses an example of a Shoy or something similar, it's not limited only to the animal; it includes all animals. Echot Shoy, Echot Kol Behema, and the Filas Aboy. When it comes to falling, the boy, I don't care what kind of animal it is, you are chayiv. Ula hafroshes ha-sinai, when they were told to keep away from ha-sinai, so krashi, by the Mishnah fall on top, im behemah, it's in the Pasuk, whether it's a behemah, im ish, or a person, ksiv, anan man, binan, chayiv, oi, big mother, all animals are included. Then the next thing in the Mishnah is Tashlumi Kefil. When it comes to pay double, if you steal somebody's animal, you got to pay back double. Says Rashi Tashlumi Kefil. It's not limited only to a cow or a donkey. Everything else included. In every case. Next case in the Mishnah Shabbos Aveda. Because there we will see later, we'll see actually in two parakim from now, we know Dafka is those animals. The Gemara asks, Samach Zayin on the base. Ula Hashavas Aveda, when it comes to returning an Aveda, again over there the Pasik spells out of it, nevertheless, it includes everything. Because there it says, Chen Tasel Chamayde, but it includes all animals. And the same thing is Leprika, it says you have to help somebody out, again, it includes all animals. And lechasimo, it says, you know, a lot of muzzle, the mouth of an animal working, doesn't only mean the cow, it means any particular animal. Leklayim, when it comes to climbing, you're not allowed to work two different animals together, or you're not allowed to hitch them together to a wagon and to pull, it includes any animal. It says, actually, leklayim dahabo, either to mate them. It's either to mate or to work. Avagav, chsiv, to breed them together. Chsiv, it says, behem techol loisabia climb. It's not possible your behemoth shouldn't be marbia climb. Havinami chaye v'oiv b'chlal, and inclusive chayes and oiv is k'di al b'gemara. V'chein li'inyan climb on hugger. There's two kinds of climb. There's climb of harbo, which means to breed them together, and there's climb of working together. The loisachris b'shoiv chamoy, they shouldn't plow with the shoiv chamoy. And according to some Rishonim, it means not only when they're working plowing, but also means when they hitch them to a wagon and leading together as well. Or even if you don't tie them together, as machlek is, if I have one hand, I have the reins of one animal, and the other hand, I have the reins of another animal, is that considered a climb or not? Ul Shabbos, even though the Torah said that you should rest. That's machlek is Rishonim. Ul Shabbos, Rabban, I think everyone agrees that it's Asr. The question is Ras Matel. Ule Shabbos, when it comes to Shabbos, it says behemtecha, it says v'sharcha v'chamorcha, it doesn't mean that only your sharcha v'chamorcha should rest, it means all your animals. V'chein, likewise, chaye v'oiv kiyetzman, they're all included. Im kerev zeh loma nema sharcha v'chamorcha, so why in the world does the Torah always highlight a sharcha v'chamorcha when it means all animals? El dibar ha-kosev v'hoiv, the most common animals that were used in people's farms were the cow for plowing and the donkey for hauling. So the Gemara l'nefidles ha-boy. How do I know by the Filas Haboy? It says in the Pasuk, Kesev Yoshev Lebailuxi, you should return the money to the owner, Kol, the East Lebailu Kidami. Just like before, anything that has an owner, so any living animal that has an owner, you are responsible for. How do we have a Gemara for you? Even 5 minutes. Lehafroshes Har Sinai. When it, Hashem told the Eden they should distance themselves from Har Sinai, even though the pasuk only talked about says in behema imish. It refers to any animal. La yichya in behema imish. It says they go on the mountain. La yichya live v'chaya bechlal behema. Since they use the word behema, and a chay is included behema. Because when the Abishah said which animals you can eat, it says zoysa behema, and it includes also a tzvi, which is an animal. Rashi says includes also an ayil. An ayil is also considered a chaya. Rashi says chaya b'chal behema. First Rashi more receive zoysa behema. Rashi toich receive. I say ayil a tzvi. Is an ayil considered a chaya? A ram. I'm talking about, is that a behema or is that a chaya, a ram?
I'm talking about an ayol, a ram. It's a behema. How else could
you? Rashi says it's a chaya. So I'm asking, so, unless Rashi happens to be bringing, see, say ayol or tzvi. Was he bringing life from ayol? Ayol is a behema.
Ram is a chaya.
Are there different? Isn't it depends if it's a mountain ram or if it's a wild, yabok, whatever you call it. Is it like a
what else would it be? It's
behemoth, it's just domesticated.
If you go to Sydney, they've got Moroccan sheep or something. Mm-hmm. Moroccan sheep. So you look at it and you say to yourself, why is this a goat? Why is it like a wild animal?
Why it's big?
It doesn't look like what we're used to seeing, but it's a certain species.
Let's see on Yachmo.
No.
That's Yal. It's also an ayil. Yal and ayil. Yachmo and
tzvi. Yeah, but utzvi. Ayil is not a tzvi. Ayil is an ayil.
Yal, yes, but not ayil.
Ayil is a ram. Yeah, the shofar comes from an ayol. So. Yeah, it does. But who said that ayol is a chaya? Rashi's bringing a raya from the fact that it says ayol v'tzvi. Unless ayol is a behemah and tzvi is a chaya. It says the pasuk zoysa behemah shetoichu k'tiv ba'ase ayol v'tzvi. Anyway,
Rashi says it's a chaya, yeah?
Sounds like Rashi is a chaya. Agrees with you. Or you agree with him. He lives a little before you. Looking at Vaitim. Interesting, in the Goyish world, is a ram considered a domesticated animal or a wild animal? And it says, im behem imish, tell you, le rabbis as a oifus, to include also birds. Le tashlu the kemo, comes to kefo down, kinamino, like we say, a cold var pesha, by kefo it says, a cold var pesha, you are responsible for anything that was stolen. Then it says, It says al shoyva chamoyd, as it says, al sam, all those things, and then it says a kol aveda, cold of a pshia la shavas aveda, anything that was taken was a shavas aveda, and then it says lechol aveda zechicha, and then afterwards it says lechol aveda zechicha. So if a klal part of klal is marbe, anything which is alive, any animal, then leprika, how do you know prika any animal? Yali if we learn out chamoyd mishabes. That's what the Torah. That's what we learn out. Chay bechal behema. But what's the right ma'ayo? I understand. So Rashi is using ayo as a raya that chayas are included in behema, which means Rashi holds that an ayo clearly is a chaya. So I'm just wondering. Rabbi Slifkin, who's he? Oh, yeah, the Bible of the zoo. Okay. The whole leprika, how do you know when it comes to dismantling, you have to help out not just a chamor, but any animal? Yaliv, chamor, mishabas. True, it says by prika. Chamor, by Shabbos, says also that your animal should rest. It says chamor, and just like by Shabbos, will soon prove it includes all animals, so too by prika. Lechasima, and how do you know by chasim muzzling, it means any animal working for you? Yaliv, shur, mishabas. Even though by chasim muzzling it says shur, by Shabbos, it's shur, we know it means all animals, so here also. Leklayim, when it comes to klayim, how you know it's all animals? E klayim the charisha, the two kinds of klayim. Remember, there's a klayim they work for you, and klayim which is the breeding. E klayim the charisha. If it's klayim the charisha, yaliv shoy meshabes. We learn for Shabbos, even though it says shoy here, it means any animal. And e klayim the habon. If it's talking about when it's for breeding, yaliv behemtecha, where it says the behemtecha. We learn now behema from Shabbos. That what? That includes any behema. No, everything's learning for Shabbos. And how are you talking about Shabbos? Maybe by Shabbos, it's only what? It's only Yeshua and Chamar. Says Gemara, it says in the post that Yenuach, Shorcha and Chamarcha. In the Luchas, in the Aschanon. So we say, The Gabi Shabbos min al Haino b'Shabbos. The Tanya we learned Rabbi Yosi Emich Rabbi Shmuel. The Dibre Shadashayin is a Pashas Yisrael Nemrat says Avdecha v'Amoscho v'Hemtecha. It just says v'Hemtecha in general. Uvidibris acharinis and pashas chanan nemer, it says v'shorcha v'chamorcha, it spells out shoyr and chamor, and then it says v'chol behemtecha. V'aloi shoyr v'chamor v'chlal kol behemer hoyu. Why do you have to spell out shoyr v'chamor? Since it says behemtecha in the first one, it says v'chol behemtecha in the second one, aren't they included? V'loma yatsu, why were they excluded? Loi meloch to tell you, ma shoyr v'chamor ha'omukan, chaye v'oif. Just like Shoyva Chamor, it says over here that it says all living things are included. We'll soon see how we know. How do you know talking a second Luchum when it says Shoyva Chamor, it means all behemoths? But let's take it now for a fact that when it says Shoyva Chamor, it doesn't mean limited to Shoyva Chamor, it means not only behemoths but also Chayva Oif. Af kol Chayva Oif, Giyaitse Ben. So everywhere else, Chayva Oif, whatever it says in the Torah, anywhere, Shoyva Chamor, by Prika, by Chsim, by Harba, they're all included. How do you know? Ema, let us say, Behema, the Dibris of the Shoyin is a klal. Shorcha, the Chamorcha, the Dibris of the Shoyin is a prat, which means only behemoths. And Chai, klal, prat, Ema, chal, maja, prat. Shorcha, Chamor, and maybe nochmer, maybe Dafke, Shorcha, Chamor, and Midi, Achrin, Leib, no other kind of animal. In all of these cases. Amri, no. Vertner was the question, Ein bechlal el mashav prat. All we have is a klal and a prat. And we have Ein bechlal el mashav prat. Answer the Gemara. Because v'chol behemtecha, the Dibra Acharein, right after it says Shoyva Chamor, it says v'chol behemtecha, and it's a teacher what? It's another klal. Chozo v'chol, klal u prat u klal, I atadon elekein a prat. Ma prat mefurish balchaim, a living thing, afko balchaim, a living thing. Freddy Gemara, how do you know to make it so general? Maybe it's a bit more limited than that, like we had before in the Gemara. Ema, ma prat mefurish dover. Both them, if you touch them after they die, you become tame, lifting it or touching it. How do you know birds are also, you have these din in. How do you know that there's a din of klayim by birds? If you have a bird, you know, mating different birds together, or working with different birds together, or muzzling a bird, and so on. Im Cain, if so, nichtiv rachman chad prata, saying before, say either shoyr or chamor, and I would say anything that's matami. If anybody know, he can't say that, because hai nichtiv. If we say only one, I would limit even further. Because of shoyr, we say only shoyr have min a kerem as beichin, only those animals that you can be makrim as beyach are the ones that you have all of these isurim, because we're very, they're holy animals, potential. Say in a kerem as beyach, loy, kos rachman chamor, that's a chamor. It's not extra, because rachman chamor, have never thought only those kerem b'chayr in, shay kerem b'chayr loy, kos rachman chamor, says a shoyr, because shoyr has no b'chayr. So therefore we need both pratim. So why don't we say Meme is limited only to these two pratim? Allah v'chol behemdecha ribuhu. Kol behemdecha is a ribuhu. Nothing to do with klal prati klal. It says v'chol. The word v'chol is extra. To tell you v'chol, all living things. All living things. V'chol heichod fetig imara v'chol heichod the kosher achmana kol ribu. Whenever it says the word kol, it's like a ribu, and therefore you include everything, even oifus. But Gabi Maise, when it comes to Maise, the chesiv, it says kol, yet v'kodashin lebechal prat, yet comes the klal prat and limits the kol from what you can use to exchange the Maise. Tanya, we learned v'nasata hakesev, when you want to bring the first the Maise sheni to the shalayim. You don't have to bring the fruit itself, you can redeem it v'nasata hakesev, and you take the money places, and you, when you go to Shalim, you can exchange the money and buy whatever you want, everything you want. What? It's a cloud. Then it says in the Pasuk, Baboker, Uvatzoin, Uvayayin, Uvashaycher, it tells you then what you should buy. Only these things. It's a prat. And then it's a Pasuk, whatever you want, sounds like Chazer V'Kol. Klalu, pralu, kral. We learn a klal, pralu, kral. I atadon, eleke, ena, prat. What kind of things could you buy in Shalim? Ma, prat, vudit, pri. We do the kalk. It's fruits and things that grow from the ground. No, not fish. And things, and not mushrooms. Things that have come from the ground from seeds. Av kol, pri. We do the kalk. I, it says the word b'chol. Yet we don't say, oh, b'chol means anything. It's still limited.
And
no. Any fish. Anyone? Amri b'chol. It depends who, because some of them have so much wheat inside them that it can be eaten. Amri. Amri b'chol kulola kol ribuya. Here it says b'chol. When it says over choil, uve choil, that's a klal. But when it says kol, it comes to be marba everything. Kol is much more inclusive than baka. Iboy zochatet is maybe I can ayu kol namiklolu. Kol is also klal. Miu hai kol the hocher ibuyo. The kol over here by Shabbos definitely is a ribuy. Medahave leila michtev. It could have just said behemtecha. When it says shoyach v'chamorcha nach es pashat chanuk, it says behemtecha. Kesi b'yirushaynis. Use the same lashon. In fact, in the first dibur, it just says behemtecha. So why didn't you use the same lashon in Parshas Chanan? Because of a chol behemtecha. Shema minah ribuya. It's a ribuy. Hashta the amr. Now that you're according to the second answer, you tell me that kol is a ribuy as well. Behemtecha the dibur is a shayna. So I'm asking a question. So why taka the dibur just says behemtecha when you're telling me it's everything? And v'shoy v'chamayi dibur is acharein is lamali. So why does it highlight the afkei shoy v'chamayi in this Chanan? And even behemtecha, what's not only behemtecha? It's all living things that have to rest. Amri shoy. That's why the Torah says it. Teach you other halachas. Shoy is written like muri shoy the chasima. Hainu in alal muzzle. When the Torah says by muzzling, don't muzzle a shoy while it's working. It tell you learn from Shabbos doesn't only mean a shoy. It means any living thing. And chamoy. Why is it chamoy? To teach you regarding prika. Agmuri chamoy le prika. And why does it say behemtecha? To teach you when it comes to klayim like muri behemtecha le klayim. If so, since we know by Shabbos a person has to rest, so let's say when it comes to klayim that you know a person not work together as animal because klayim. Let a person also be said alama tanah. Why do we learn adam mutter im kulan lachris v'lim shech? A person's allowed to work together with his animal and to akke and to plow and to schlep things. What about the klayim there? Let's learn out from Maaseh Zadibra that adam is included in that pasuk of resting. The people of Papuna, they know it. And time of the Hamilsa, they know the reason. Umanoi, who is the famous person from the city of Papunoi? Rab Acha ba Yaakov. Because Amakro, the pasuk starts off saying, Leman Yanuach, that in order that the reason is that in order that they should rest, that these people should rest. Lahanochi Kashtiv, when do we say that these people are compared to everything else in the pasuk? Only when it comes to resting on Shabbos. Abulayla Dabach, and not regarding the other dinim. Taste is here on the top of the page. Quickly, have a minute. Behemdecha dibur is showing the klal. L'cheidu, we have a rule. You can't have a klal prat klal so far away from each other. How can you do it? L'choshe le klal prat hamruchokin zemizeh. Why? Da'achareinez v'rishoinez chodem milzihi. The zocha v'shav dibur echad emru. And as a big machlek is in the shayinim, when we say zocha v'shav dibur echad emru, it means only those words, or it means the entire, because there's so many other changes. You know, Evan Ezra lists all those 100-something changes. All the changes were said at the same time, or just those words Zoch v'Shamer. Where it actually learns sounds like only Zoch v'Shamer. Taisa learns here clearly that the entire Dibris was said. All the other words here that we're learning from were said. We're not talking about Zoch v'Shamer. We're talking about here the words Shorcha v'Chamer v'Hemdecha. And Taisa says that what? That it's considered one. Because Zoch v'Shamer Dibrechen Emru. That means Taisa holds when the Abish has said the first Dibris what we have in Yisrael and all the Chinuyim that we're having in Aschanon. Both said at the same time. Not just the words of Hashem. We'll learn tomorrow the Mashal on that.